Board vs. component, proving which one actually failed. Control boards get blamed and replaced when the real fault is the component they drive, or what feeds them. The input/output method for proving a board is actually bad. Confirm it got the right inputs, then check whether it produced the right outputs. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The control board is the most overplaced part in modern HVAC. It's expensive, it's mysterious, and when a tech can't find the fault fast, the board takes the blame. Half the time the board is fine. The real problem is the component the board is trying to drive, a stuck contactor, a dead motor, a bad gas valve or something feeding the board a missing input, a bad sensor, an open safety, low voltage. Swap the board and the problem stays. Now you're out of board and still chasing the fault. The fix is a discipline. A board is just a decision maker with inputs and outputs. Prove it received the correct inputs, then check whether it produced the correct outputs. If good inputs went in and the right output came out, the board did its job. Look elsewhere. If good inputs went in and the right output didn't come out, now you've earned the board is bad. How it works? Think of any control board, an integrated furnace control, a heat pump control, a defrost board, as a black box that does three things. Takes inputs, the thermostat call, sensor readings, flame sensor, pressure switch, limit, ambient/coil sensors, 24 volts power, and feedback signals. Makes a decision based on its logic and sequence. Drives outputs. Energizes relays/triacs that send voltage to loads igniter, gas valve, inducer, blower, contactor, reversing valve, fan. A board can only be bad in a way that matters if it fails to do its job despite getting what it needs. So the diagnosis is bracketing. Verify the inputs are present and correct, then verify the outputs. The failure is wherever gooden stops producing good out. That boundary might be before the board missing input. Inside the board it got good inputs but won't produce the output. Or after the board it produced the output but the load didn't respond. In the field, know the sequence and what the board is supposed to do at each step. You can't judge input/outputs without knowing what should happen. Map the sequence for the mode you're testing, for example heat call to inducer to pressure switch proves, to igniter to gas valve to flame proves to blower. Verify the board has power and a call, 24 volts to the board RC, and the thermostat call arriving at the board's input terminal. No power or no call equals the problem is upstream, not the board. See the dead system article. Verify the input/sensors the board is waiting on. A board often won't advance because an input says not safe, an open limit, a pressure switch that didn't close, a flame sensor reading nothing, a high pressure lockout. The board is correctly refusing to act. Measure those inputs. If the pressure switch never closed, the board is right to hold, and your fault is the pressure switch/inducer/venting, not the board. Now check the outputs at the board's terminals. With the input satisfied, does the board energize the output it should? Measure for the output voltage at the board's output terminal at the moment in the sequence it should fire. Output voltage present at the terminal, but the load doesn't run to the board did its job. The load or wiring downstream is the fault, dead motor, open gas valve, stuck contactor, broken wire. Output voltage not present at the terminal. With all inputs confirmed good to now the board is the suspect. It got everything it needed and didn't act. Watch for the diagnostic code. Most boards flash a fault code that tells you which input failed or where it stopped. Read it first. It often points straight at the open safety or failed sensor, saving the whole input hunt. Prove the load independently if needed. If you measured good output voltage, but no load action, confirm the load directly. Power the motor. Check the gas valve coil resistance. Check the contactor coil. That nails down board did its part, component is dead. Only condemn the board when good inputs produced no output, or when it's doing something physically impossible, energizing an output with no call, locking up, visibly burnt traces/relays, scrambled display. Then you've proven it. Normal values and targets. Orientation only. Board power. About 24 volts, 24 to 28 volts at RC. Low or absent equals transformer/fuse/power, not the board. Call input, about 24 volts at the board's thermostat call input when the stat calls. Input safety's closed, about 0 volts across a closed safety conducting. Full control voltage across it equals open, and the board is right to wait. Output terminals, the board should put out the appropriate voltage, 24 volts to a relay/valve/contactor coil, or line voltage through an onboard relay to a line voltage load at the right point in the sequence. Presence/absence at the terminal is the whole test. Flame sense, pressure switch, limit. Each has its own normal flame current in microamps. Pressure switch closing on inducer draft, limit closed when not overheated. Verify the input before blaming the board for not advancing. Common faults and what they mean. Board powered, call present, but it won't advance. An input safety is open. The board is doing its job. Fault is the safety slash sensor or what it monitors. Pressure switch slash venting, limit slash overheat, flame. Good inputs. Output voltage present at terminal. Load dead. Board is good. The component motor, gas valve, igniter, contactor or its wiring failed. Good inputs. No output voltage at terminal. Board is the suspect. It should have acted and didn't. Board energizes an output with no call or behaves erratically slash locks up. Failed board stuck relay. Logic fault. Intermittent board behavior with heat. Cold solder joint slash thermal failure on the board. Provoke with gentle heat, but still confirm via input slash outputs. Replace the board. Same problem. The original diagnosis skipped the input slash output check. The fault was always a component or an input the new board also can't get past. Tech tips and gotchas. Inputs first. Always. The most common false bad board is a board correctly refusing to advance because a pressure switch, limit, or flame sensor input isn't satisfied. Check what the board is waiting on before condemning it. Measure the output at the board terminal. That's the dividing line. Voltage there but no load equals downstream component. No voltage there with good inputs equals the board. This one measurement settles most board vs component arguments. Read the flash code before you touch a meter. It usually tells you which input failed or where the sequence stopped. Manufacturers built the diagnosis in. Boards rarely have fail in vague ways. A board that powers up and runs most of the sequence, but skips one output is more often a downstream load or a missing input than a board. True board failures tend to be cleaner no output despite good inputs. Dead board, burnt component, scrambled logic. Check for the cheap stuff that fries boards, condensate dripping on the board, a power surge, a shorted output load that took out a relay. If you do replace a board, find why it died or the new one follows. Don't let board price drive the diagnosis. Expensive parts feel like satisfying answers. Prove it with inputs and outputs, not with a hunch and a parts order. Safety slash code notes. Furnace control sequences involve gas and ignition. Never bypass the board safety logic pressure switch, limit, flame proving to force operation. Those interlocks prevent unsafe combustion and CO hazards. Confirm a failed pressure switch or limit isn't reporting a real venting or overheating problem before replacing it. Live circuit work, rated meters, PPE, and be aware boards mix 24 volts and line voltage sections. Know which terminals are which. If a board failed from water intrusion or a surge, address the cause. Condensate management, surge protection per good practice and applicable code.